Well, Ricky, not really a surprise, was it? We came here probably the side on form, over the side off form. We played well.
I'm not too sure about the form. You know, we're off the back of a good win, but besides before that, we hadn't won in four ourselves. So, you know, I think we've made a good start to 2016, and you know, it's been well documented that St Neots are not on the best of runs themselves, but they're still a good side. You know, every team goes through bad runs, and you know, no doubt that there'll be some time that they'll turn that form around. So it was always going to be a tough game, but I think, you know, we were deserved winners. I thought in both disciplines again. I thought defensively we were excellent and limited them to very few chances. You know, mainly set pieces where they looked threatening, but from open play, I don't think they affected the goal until the wonder goal that they scored at the end, and it was a great hit. And then going forward, I thought we moved the ball well. We played in the right areas. We played forward. We were positive. We affected the box. We affected the goal. And my only concern was similar to the Reading Shore game, in a game that, you know, I felt that we were dominant, that we needed the second goal. We didn't get it in the Reading Shore game, went on to lose it, and today with the two chances that we missed, Moisey's header, you know, from close range, and then the one that hit the crossbar, and then even Phil Draycott's, where he got in behind the wide man with a great bit of skill and then just couldn't get his shot away. You know, I was starting to think it might have been a repeat of that earlier fixture, but fortunately we got the goal and then see the game out. So I'm really happy, and really happy for the players, but, you know, I'm also really happy for the supporters. You know, they turned out again today and on a cold evening to show their support to the lads, and, you know, that one was for them.
Yep, your job's getting more difficult, mate. Competition for places looking good.
Yeah, well, you know, Charlie come back today, and we opted to leave Stephen Gentle out. You know, it was a heavy pitch Saturday, so that was the thinking behind that one. Stuart Easton hasn't played a lot of games. Danny Watson put in a real good shift on Saturday, so we opted to give Easton some minutes. He's in desperate need as well, and he looked rusty but started to grow into the game. You know, Pete Clark come into the team for Jared and was exceptional. Jack Higgs got through 90 minutes. You know, so we've got a real good 16-man squad that we've had Saturday and tonight. You know, we've still got the likes of Harry O'Malley, who's injured. We've still got Jack Warwick, Chase Simons, Luca Ducey to come back into it. We've now got international clearance for Alex, the Romanian, as well. Plus, we've got Joe Peacock. So we've got a real big, strong squad. Everyone's training hard. Everyone's waiting for an opportunity. You know, and I think that as long as that attitude within the group continues to be like that, and everyone enjoys each other's success and enjoys the team's success rather than worrying about themselves, because it's more than just one person, you know, I'm hoping that we can have a real good 2016 and build on the start that we made in the first half of the season.
Excellent. Very much a team. Well done, mate.
Thanks,
Thank you very much. There you go.
Top man. Appreciate it.